OCN London ESOL International Listening Exam, Level B2. There are three parts to this listening exam. Part 1. You will hear 10 questions or statements. You will hear each question or statement twice. For each question or statement, select the correct answer. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recordings. Number 1.
What do you think about the new bar in Tally Square? What do you think about the new bar in Tally Square?
Number 2.
Is it time to leave already? Is it time to leave already?
Number 3.
Are you joining us later? Are you joining us later?
Number 4.
Can you help me carry my books across the hall? Can you help me carry my books across the hall?
Number 5.
Did you hear the news about Tom? Did you hear the news about Tom?
Number 6.
Are you in Mrs. Jordan's class too? Are you in Mrs. Jordan's class too?
Number 7.
Did you finally pass your driving test? Did you finally pass your driving test?
Number 8.
What is the fastest way to the centre of the city? What is the fastest way to the centre of the city?
Number 9.
How did your exams go this semester? How did your exams go this semester?
Number 10.
about we order pizza tonight instead of cooking? How about we order pizza tonight instead of cooking?
This is the end of part one. Part two. There is one recording of a conversation for part two. You will hear it twice. Answer the 10 questions about this conversation. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recording. Now listen to the broadcast and answer the 10 questions.
Hi, Brianna. Where have you been? You look a bit strange.
Hi, James. I've been to the supermarket doing our weekly shopping and, to be honest, I noticed something strange that made me see things differently. Do you ever feel that every time you enter a supermarket, you're being manipulated?
What do you mean exactly?
For example, when you see a new food product, how do you decide whether or not to buy it?
Well, price and packaging are, of course, two crucial factors.
They definitely are, but are they the only two factors contributing to your choice of buying a particular product?
Why? Are there any other hidden tricks that influence our decision?
Every time we or our kids get into the supermarket, we are being manipulated.
What makes you say that?
Have you noticed that all the sugary products and cereal are placed at the eye level of a child sitting on the shopping cart? Do you think it's simply a coincidence that all these kinds of products are placed in such a prominent position?
It's so true. What I've also noticed is that products like eggs, milk, pasta and bread are blocked by fruit snacks, fancy new crisps and other such stuff.
And it goes without saying that the colour and the quality of packaging play a role in our choices. For example, we tend to choose brands of frozen vegetables in green or blue packets just because we believe that these colours represent freshness and quality.
Absolutely. Still, I believe that supermarkets could be a force for good. The other day they handed out flyers at the entrance of a supermarket that included words like low calorie, healthy or diet. This caused overweight people to buy 75% fewer snack items.
Make no mistake, food manufacturers have no reason to change our eating habits from the high-fat, high-sugar products to healthy eating, simply because they'll lose money. Marketing strategies have no interest in catering for public health, since loads of money has been invested in this industry. There's no room for sensitivity in this industry.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And you may be right. However, I still believe that if you are well informed and you know what you want to buy, there is no reason to worry about being manipulated. If you are aware of the dangers, you don't have to worry about anything. Besides, a little overspending is healthy, isn't it?
You will now hear the conversation one further time.
Hi, Brianna. Where have you been? You look a bit strange.
Hi, James. I've been to the supermarket, doing our weekly shopping, and to be honest, I noticed something strange that made me see things differently. Do you ever feel that every time you enter a supermarket, you're being manipulated?
What do you mean exactly?
For example, when you see a new food product, how do you decide whether or not to buy it?
Well, price and packaging are, of course, two crucial factors.
They definitely are, but are they the only two factors contributing to your choice of buying a particular product?
Why? Are there any other hidden tricks that influence our decision?
Every time we or our kids get into the supermarket, we are being manipulated.
What makes you say that?
Have you noticed that all the sugary products and cereal are placed at the eye level of a child sitting on the shopping cart? Do you think it's simply a coincidence that all these kinds of products are placed in such a prominent position?
It's so true. What I've also noticed is that products like eggs, milk, pasta and bread are blocked by fruit snacks, fancy new crisps and other such stuff.
And it goes without saying that the colour and the quality of packaging play a role in our choices. For example, we tend to choose brands of frozen vegetables in green or blue packets just because we believe that these colours represent freshness and quality.
Absolutely. Still, I believe that supermarkets could be a force for good. The other day they handed out flyers at the entrance of a supermarket that included words like low calorie, healthy or diet. This caused overweight people to buy 75% fewer snack items.
Make no mistake, food manufacturers have no reason to change our eating habits from the high-fat, high-sugar products to healthy eating, simply because they'll lose money. Marketing strategies have no interest in catering for public health, since loads of money has been invested in this industry. There's no room for sensitivity in this industry.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And you may be right. However, I still believe that if you are well informed and you know what you want to buy, there is no reason to worry about being manipulated. If you are aware of the dangers, you don't have to worry about anything. Besides, a little overspending is healthy, isn't it?
This is the end of part two. Part 3. There is one recording of a broadcast for Part 3. You will hear it twice. Answer the 10 questions about this broadcast. You will now have 2 minutes to read the questions before listening to the recording.
Contrary to common belief, teaching is not an easy task. It requires a bunch of qualities, and not everyone is fit for it. Our children spend almost 50% of their daily time at school and interact with their instructors. But who are these people? They are the ones who transfer their knowledge and broaden our children's horizons. They are also the ones to shape their personalities. From the very beginning of a child's educational career, the teacher's presence is strong and indisputable. Some of them are sociable and helpful, while others display other characteristics, which to some of us are quite memorable. The most common type of teacher is the strict teacher. He is distant and unapproachable, though he is fair and reasonable. Second in the ranking is the friendly one. Most of the time, these kind of people are quite approachable and establish a friendly rapport with students. This is usually the type of teacher students love and becomes a source of motivation and inspiration for them. The funny teacher comes next. In essence, he's not that funny. He just believes so and behaves as if everybody is interested in listening to him, telling jokes and laughing. This sort of teacher does not appeal to students, and they usually keep on avoiding and mocking him. Last but not least is the indifferent teacher. This type has two subcategories: the one who's fed up with teaching and is looking forward to retiring in a few years, and the one who is utterly uninterested in the idea of teaching and interacting with kids. Anyhow, both categories do not attract the pupils' interest. On the contrary, they are rather aloof. Unfortunately, there have been instances in our lives when we were not content with some of our teachers, and others when we were so encouraged and enthusiastic about a teacher. We should bear in mind that teachers are humans too. They are part of society, and no matter what, we have to abide by their laws up to a certain extent.
You will now hear the conversation one further time.
Contrary to common belief, teaching is not an easy task. It requires a bunch of qualities, and not everyone is fit for it. Our children spend almost 50% of their daily time at school and interact with their instructors. But who are these people? They are the ones who transfer their knowledge and broaden our children's horizons. They are also the ones to shape their personalities. From the very beginning of a child's educational career, the teacher's presence is strong and indisputable. Some of them are sociable and helpful, while others display other characteristics which to some of us are quite memorable. The most common type of teacher is the strict teacher. He is distant and unapproachable, though he is fair and reasonable. Second in the ranking is the friendly one. Most of the time, these kind of people are quite approachable and establish a friendly rapport with students. This is usually the type of teacher students love and becomes a source of motivation and inspiration for them. The funny teacher comes next. In essence, he's not that funny. He just believes so and behaves as if everybody is interested in listening to him, telling jokes and laughing. This sort of teacher does not appeal to students, and they usually keep on avoiding and mocking him. Last but not least is the indifferent teacher. This type has two subcategories: the one who's fed up with teaching and is looking forward to retiring in a few years, and the one who is utterly uninterested in the idea of teaching and interacting with kids. Anyhow, both categories do not attract the pupils' interest. On the contrary, they are rather aloof. Unfortunately, there have been instances in our lives when we were not content with some of our teachers, and others when we were so encouraged and enthusiastic about a teacher. We should bear in mind that teachers are humans too. They are part of society, and no matter what, we have to abide by their laws up to a certain extent.
That is the end of the assessment. You will now have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet and check that you have answered all of the questions.